Before I move on to a different topic here, I do want to cover a couple of these things again, because the fact of the matter is we live in the best times in human history. We live longer, more productive lives than at any time in the history of the world. And as I mentioned, extreme poverty fell below 10% for the first time ever this past year, 2019. It was about 60% when I was born. A global inequality has been plummeting because technology brings us all closer together. And distribution systems and communication systems and all of these things bring us closer together and make us more equal and lift people out of poverty. And you know what does that primarily? Capitalism. Free market systems lift people out of poverty, give them economic opportunities that they would not otherwise have. That's the bottom line. And Africa and Asia are experiencing faster economic growth than Europe or North America. And child mortality, it's fallen to record low levels. Famine, even though we were told that millions would die per year in some of those doomsday predictions, but some said 200 million a year would die. Famine is virtually extinct in the planet. You don't have Ethiopian famine. You don't have whole countries starving to death. Malaria, polio, heart disease, all of these things are in decline around the world. Now, none of us get out of this thing alive, but while we're here, we are in so much better shape than we have ever been, than we have ever been. We are getting more sustainable, not less, than the way we use the planet, too. That is to say, our population and economy would grow, but we'd learn how to reduce what we take from the planet, and so it has proved. MIT scientist Andrew McAfee recently documenting in a book called More from Less, showing how some nations are beginning to use a lot less stuff, less metal, less water, less land, not just in proportion to productivity, less period, less overall, less total. And I told you about this example once before, but I'll tell you again. If you get a brand new can of soda, pop, beer, whatever it is, used to be created by 85 grams of aluminum, but now it takes just 13 grams, much of which is recycled. And, of course, when you have these powerful computers in your hands, you can do so much more. LED light bulbs, so many more things, examples of using less all the time. Using less all the time. And so you would think that you'd have a lot of optimism. And yet, on the other side, because I'm an optimist, I have to be, I'm a business owner. Business owners, by definition, are optimists. And the fact of the matter is, I'm an optimist because I'm an American, I'm a capitalist, I'm a person that believes in liberty and freedom of speech and the freedom of association and all of those things. And yet, on the other side of the aisle, I see nothing but doom and gloom and pessimism. In fact, let's take a moment and sum up 2019 from the Democrats' point of view, helped along, of course, by their handmaidens in the news media, like the clowns at NBC, a place that used to send me checks for being an actual journalist, but they don't do that much anymore, and they don't have many actual journalists left. Here's Congressman Al Green, who was supporting impeachment from the moment President Trump announced his bid for the White House, and Chris Hayes on MSNBC, where delusions, I think, are required just to be on the team. Bite number one from these two. Bite one. Al Green, Chris
Hayes. You just mentioned political expediency and insincerity, which those are two charges that have been leveled against Democrats during this entire affair, particularly since September when the formal impeachment inquiry started. And you play a starring role in those charges. I mean, the argument goes like this of House Republicans and Trump and his allies, the president and his allies, is basically the Democrats wanted to impeach Donald Trump from day one. They cast about looking for a set of facts that they could plausibly use to do it, and all of it was pretextual and reverse engineered to get to this point. Exhibit one, Congressman Al Green, who's been calling for the man's impeachment for 2 years now. What's your response to that charge?
Well, the genesis of impeachment, to be very candid with you, was when the president was running for office.
So how do you answer that charge? Guilty. Apparently, I've been trying to impeach Donald Trump since he announced he was running for office. So I guess he's guilty. When he was a candidate and James Comey and John Brennan, these other clowns were working to destroy him back then. Al Green was on board with impeachment then. How do you answer claims that you've been trying to impeach him this entire time? I did. Yes, you did. Congressman Dan Kildee, Michigan's 5th Congressional District, has been a regular guest on this program. He has avoided us for the last several weeks. Dan Kildee has not made an appearance here for the last several weeks. Now, you can go figure why. We've asked numerous times. We always have respectful conversations here. Congressman Kildee and I have agreed on many topics that we disagree, but we have conversations that are important. And he's trying to defend the defenseless and the impeachment efforts as they go forward as we move into 2020. I want you to hear what he has to say in bite number two. Bite two, go.
No, I don't think our process was rushed, because the threshold that we were looking for was whether or not we felt there was ample evidence to demonstrate that the president exceeded his authority, abused his power, and then tried to obstruct Congress. The obstruction of Congress was happening in plain sight by everybody. But you make a very important point. Essential to a civil society, to a democratic society, is not just the functioning of the institutions of government, but the free media, the free press, being able to dig and do their job and bring facts to light. Thinking about that reminds us that this president has done everything he can to not only discredit the process of government through the oversight that Congress places upon him, but he's done everything he can to diminish the legitimacy of the free press. It's an important element of a civil society. And the reporting that is now coming out is a good example
of
that.
How dare him point out the fact that the free press has been free to be wrong over and over and over again, using anonymous op-eds as an example from the New York Times to attack the president. Anonymous garbage. 25 after, it's Thursday, January 2nd, 2020. Good to have you here. I'm Steve Gruber, back after this. Tell me it's the institution. Well, you know.